Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. How about that? Some great recognition for a local guy on the NASCAR circuit. His name is Tyler Turner, 2012 graduate of Rock Ridge High School, lives in Reynolds, and he has designed the Busch Pull Award trophy. Congratulations, Tyler. Tell us the backstory on this. How in the world did you win this thing? Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. So basically, I was it was a weekend, and it was a I believe it was a rainy weekend, and I was just scrolling through Twitter, and social media does advertisements based on what you kind of are search and things like that, and so Busch beer advertisement showed up in my Twitter feed, and I thought, hey, I have enough graphic design experience and some experience in Illustrator, and I have Illustrator. So I figured I might as well design something, and so then I worked on it throughout the weekend, posted it on Monday because I felt like I could, the traffic on social media would be higher, and I got some feedback, and then I posted it again about a day later, I believe, maybe it was only a couple hours, but I really don't have a great story about how it all came about, how my design came about. That was one of the questions that Busch asked me whenever they called, was what kind of story I had, and really all it was I just kind of used the colors that they had, and I knew that since it was a beer trophy, I wanted to focus more along the cup at the top, because I thought, what's a beer trophy without a cup, and that's kind of how the idea came about.
And you can see the design on WRMJ.com, but this is basically a dream come true for a kid that grew up loving NASCAR, right? How did it all begin for you as becoming a NASCAR fan?
I had a neighbor up the street, and he had a bunch of die-cast cars and things like that, and so and he would have NASCAR parties at his house based on, he'd have family and stuff over that liked it, and he invited us up a couple times whenever I started to like it, and from there, it just kind of grew into something that I liked, and I fell away from it for a couple years, and then in college, we started up a fantasy NASCAR league, and then that kind of turned into me getting back into it, and throughout the last year, I've been to 3 races, and it was something I always wanted to do, was just go to a race when I was a kid, and I've been to 3 races now, and they've been all over the eastern side of the country, so it's been fun.
And the colors of the die-cast cars too, right? That's important to you.
Yeah. I as a 7-year-old kid, the colors of the die-cast cars were very they just kind of caught my eye. I was attracted to them, and so then I started to look at the cars more and try to figure out, and I think based on the car colors is how I determined my favorite driver, Bobby Labonte, growing up, and ever since he's retired and I don't have that color idea to back up. I don't really have a driver that I'm dead set on anymore, but with all this that's happened lately and all my experiences with Kevin Harvick and stuff, I think that I'm pulling for him now. So,
well, and I think the neat thing about this, I heard it in the clip on NBC Sports, I think on that July 7th NASCAR race in Daytona, You get to present this trophy again. It'll go to the driver that wins the most pole positions during the season. So you'll get to present this trophy that you designed to the driver in Las Vegas in November. Man, for a kid that really loves NASCAR, have you let that sink in at all?
Oh, yeah. I have thought about it many times. The guy that's leading it right now is actually another guy that I pull for on the weekend. So it's Martin Truex Jr. I'm kind of hoping that he wins it because he's up there right now and he'd be a good person to present it to. And we were going to Chicago for the race, and I told Busch that, and they ended up giving me some VIP packages for that. And the first time that we were up there, just like being so close to the drivers and stuff, was just like this surreal moment, especially as someone that grew up a fan of some of these guys when I was, since I was 7 years old. And And then when we went to Daytona the next week, it almost just became natural. So it's kind of nice that we've had this this experience, because by the time Vegas rolls around, I think that it'll be my nerves will be down a little bit, and so yeah, it's been a dream come true, that's for sure.
Well, and I guess the other thing is kind of the legacy for you as you grow older. You can say, well, you want to talk about the history of NASCAR? Yeah, I'll talk about the history of NASCAR. Well, I'm going to trump you. Let's go back to 2018. Do you people know that I designed the Busch Pole Award Trophy that year? That's a pretty neat legacy to have for a NASCAR fan, a kid that grew up in Little Reynolds, Illinois, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a good conversation starter. It's already been a great conversation starter. So I can only imagine that that's going to continue for years to come.
All right, Tyler Turner, we're going to have to check in with you again in November and get some reaction from you after the award is presented to the driver. Congratulations and great recognition for our area.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.